A good pitch, quick patter, and a ruthless ability to bargain. The skills of a used car salesman are universal. In Baghdad, however, it takes a little more. Fuad Mohammed is a former police colonel with a showroom full of secondhand Mercedes and BMWs. NPR's Philip Reeves paid him a visit and sent this audio postcard.
It's almost too hot to speak. Outside, it's more than 120 degrees Fahrenheit. Inside, the man hosing down Fuad Mohammed's collection of cars interrupts his work to douse himself in water. But the heat doesn't diminish Fuad's zeal.
Radio, musajjal, television, full automatic.
Fuad knows all the moves.
You will feel very comfortable when you buy it. It's very new.
For a moment, you forget the traffic jams, the pollution and potholes, the risk of being blasted by a passing insurgent or a roadside bomb. You see yourself cruising along in civilized comfort.
You have the original painting here. Even the tires are new.
So say all the world's used car salesmen. But in Iraq, that's where the comparison ends. Fuad's showroom comes with special accessories. For example, weapons to keep away what the Iraqis call the Ali Babas, the thieves.
We have guards, and every room we have one AK.
In his office, by his desk, next to his personal Kalashnikov, stands an iron safe taller than he is. That's for keeping the cash. He deals only in cash, and only in American dollars. There are no car loans here.
Even if we accept to take Iraqi dinars, on the spot we will change it to U.S. dollars because this is the goods we deal with. We use dollars, American dollars, to buy and sell.
If you're even thinking about buying, you need to bring all your money with you. Before you're allowed to take a car out for a test drive, which is why, since Fuad offers no warranties, you have to place the entire price on the table. That'll be $15,000 if you want something fancy. But you wouldn't want to take off in an untested car when they can sound like this. But $15,000 goes a long way here. It'll buy you a nearly new Mercedes. That's because here, car buyers are actually downwardly mobile. Fuad says they're dumping flashy cars for wheels less likely to catch the eye of carjackers.
Some people think this way. If he has a BM or a Mercedes, and he wants to keep on working in Iraq in order to keep his life, to survive, he would sell these cars and buy a smaller one.
Not everyone thinks that way.
I'm the champion of Iraq, of Arabs, of Asia, since 1960 to 1990. And I was the third on the world, even.
Champion bodybuilder, 66-year-old Abhazi Hindawi, has a family that's almost as large as his muscles used to be. He has 15 children and three wives. They take up a lot of space, which is why he's here, outside Fuad's showroom, looking for a very big vehicle.
I'd like to get a GMC Sport because I have a very big family, 15 children, so I need a car like that.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.